from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
One of our listeners is offering up brisket mac and cheese for breakfast on the text page, and now I'm hungry. Ugh. That sounds so good. Brisket mac and cheese.
Brisket mac and cheese for breakfast?
Ooh, well, yeah. Any time of day. Scare me with a good time.
Dude, my 1800 calorie a day streak might take a hit on tomorrow.
Oh, it's a big day for you tomorrow. The first day in the press box since you're...
I'm out there, and I smell the barbecue all morning long while we're doing the pregame show. I have the brisket barbecue and the barbecue and everything else wafting over us.
Yes.
It's going to take a lot of... You're under a lot of pressure, Sean, because you know I'll blame you if I break.
Dude, I was just about to ask you. We'll get into ceiling and the floor for the Texans in a second, but this is important. I was going to ask you, what do you need from me? As your friend, what do you need from me tomorrow?
It's a tough one. You might have to call up Brandy on this one, because Brandy is the person that most often has to feel the brunt of me asking her to help me with something in terms of personal discipline, and then me lashing out at her when she does exactly what I asked her
to do. That's okay.
So, I don't know. Yeah, you got to be mentally tough like Brandy.
Okay.
Brandy, be sure I don't eat dessert tonight, okay? Fast forward 90 minutes, and I'm glaring at Brandy. Like, if I want bread, I'm a full-grown man. If I want bread pudding, I'm going to have some damn bread pudding. Dude, why are you trying to control me, woman?
Yes, and call me woman tomorrow when you do it. That would be really funny.
No, tomorrow will be a 3,000 calorie day.
Yeah,
you know, that's when I start to feel a little bit like lagging, or if it's too much work, I go up to 3,000 calories.
Yeah,
it'll be a 3,000 calorie day tomorrow.
It's impossible to overstate just how much temptation exists in that press box.
Yeah.
Especially for you. You like sweets more than I do, I think. They put some really sweet treats up there, man.
I've ironed that out of me for the most part.
Have you?
Like, I just know. I know. I treat sweets like cocaine. Which is that I only do it every now and then. No, I treat it like cocaine, in that, like, if you're a coke addict and you have one little sniff of coke, it's not as simple as that.
Yeah.
I know that I have no capacity for moderation with sweets.
Okay.
So that's the only thing, honestly. The calories per day is super easy for me. I can glide on through that. I don't mind. My high school wrestling days have taught me not to mind the hunger as much.
Okay.
But if I get a taste of that sweet, sweet, literally sweet nectar, I'll binge. So I just don't. That's the one thing I abstain from.
Okay.
I don't eat sweets for the hardly ever anymore.
Okay, so that feels like the answer to my question, which is, where do you need me to help you? If I see you go grab like an ice cream sandwich out of the bin, I have to run up.
I might as well
and
be grabbing 17 ice cream sandwiches.
Right, I have to walk up and slap it out of your hands.
Yeah, you need to check me into a facility.
Yeah,
what you have to do at that point.
Sorry, guys, I got to go. Like, Sean, you got to do the post game. Nope,
He'd be like, hey, Seth, let's go for a walk in the park. And I'm like, okay, okay. And I'll be in the car, and I'm like, which park are we going to? Which park are we going to? And all of a sudden, you roll up to the rehab facility.
Right, at the very last minute, you're like, this is not the park. This is not the park at all. All right, ceiling in the floor for the Texans. ESPN did the ceiling in the floor for all 32 teams. This is the prism I like looking at things through sometimes, like what's the best-case scenario, what's the worst-case scenario. They've got the ceiling and the floor for the Texans, Seth. Ceiling, I think I agree with this too. Ceiling 12-5. Floor 7-10 for this team. So, and this assumes, obviously, health for the quarter. Like, you know, CJ Stroud gets hurt, then, you know, all bets are off. But ceiling for the team 12-5. Floor for the team as comprised with CJ Stroud and with the, you know, a relative number of injuries, probably 7-10. Are you, which is more likely to you, 12-5 or 7-10?
I think 12-5 is actually more likely, and I'll try to be as unbiased as possible as I thought my way through this. But, you know, like, look, in any given NFL season, if a team is a, let's say that they're at its core, if you could figure something out like this out, they're a 10-7 team, then it's very possible that they win 13 games, very possible that they win 7 games based on just a flip of a coin in a few different games. I do think that I believe in DeMeco Ryans as a football coach. Mm-hmm. And, you know, almost in the same way that somebody like Mike Tomlin or John Harbaugh is going to get, at the very least, a 500 caliber effort out of a team, no matter how it looks on paper, no matter who their quarterback is. Like, DeMeco doesn't have the excuse of quarterback issues.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the excuse of Ben Roethlisberger's getting old or something like that.
Yep.
And I think the defense, especially given DeMeco's forte and that they bolstered it, should be better this year. So I'm not as scared of the tougher schedule, which, you know, we'll probably, I mean, some of the stalwarts we're looking at on the schedule right now are going to have quarterback injuries or what have you by the end of the day. So I would say it's more likely they go 12-5 than 7-10.
I'm with you on 12-5. They have the biggest X factor in here, and DJ Bienemé, who did the blurb on this for ESPN, said that his biggest X factor is health of the offensive line, which is a big thing they dealt with last year. Still managed to go 10-7. He says this, health up front could be pivotal as left tackle Laremy Tunsil hasn't practiced all camp as he recovers from offseason knee surgery. He is back now. We should point that out. Tunsil is the Texans' best O-lineman, but more importantly, he's next to third-year left guard Kenyon Green, who's next to second-year center Juice Scruggs.
Yeah.
Tunsil's veteran presence helps anchor the youth. If Tunsil misses significant time, it's rookie Blake Fisher who would replace him, and now all of a sudden you've got a really young left side of the offensive line.
That's one of the biggest uncomfortable question marks about the season is the fact that you've got two offensive tackles who are not the most physically durable dudes. That the potential for one of those guys to miss time is pretty big. And I just want to, hopefully if it does happen, it happens in the second half of the season after Blake Fisher has really started to come along. Because I like his potential.
Yeah.
I think he's got kind of a swarm mindset. Mm-hmm. I think he's very athletic. There's nothing about him athletically that I worry about. It's really him just being as a taller guy, being able to really learn how to anchor down versus NFL pass rushers. And because he can keep up with them athletically, but he's got to be able to both use that athleticism but also anchor down against bull rushes and power moves. And that's where he's struggling some now. He's just, and it's, you see this all the time with guys that are taller. Sometimes they figure it out in the first few weeks of training camp. Sometimes it takes them a year or two to figure it out. So if it happens in the second half of the season, I won't be as worried about it as I would be in week one.
Yeah. I think
the other thing too about the floor and the ceiling, like a lot of, again, people go back to last year. They'll forget that they're talking about this year's team. They'll go back to last year and say, well, hey, the Texans, you know, they were really good in one score games, which are basically a coin toss statistically.
Yep.
They were, was it 7-1?
They were 7-3 overall in one score game.
7-3 and one win. So okay. So if they had gone 500 in their one win games, they're still a 8-win football team last year.
Yeah.
You know, which was an improvement Huge. And then they've improved the team since then. So that I'm not as worried about the one-score games last year. If the Texans had won eight games last year, we would still be in the offseason looking at it as like, wow, man, they really improved a lot, good with a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
They'd be like the Lions were when they got they clawed the first of their comeback. They clawed back to like 500 that
they
year,
went from
right?
a 3-win team Campbell's and Goff's first year to a 9-win team. They went 9-8 and missed the playoffs, and then they had last year. They make the NFC title game.
So basically, that would have been. I think they still would have gotten the treatment the Lions did, which is like, oh wow, this team might actually be on the verge of something.
Lions were 9-8, and they were in the Thursday night football game to open the season the next year against the Kansas City Chiefs. That goes to show you what people were thinking of the Lions, even having not made the playoffs the year before. My biggest X factor is the linebackers, in part because Christian Harris hasn't practiced yet, so it's more of a short-term X factor. But there's no depth at that position that I feel great about right now. Like, Henry Toa Toa is getting treated like he's a five-year vet in this training camp, you know, in terms of how people are talking about him. He was one of the guys that got to wear his nice, clean, white T-shirt at the Hall of Fame game and not have to suit up for that game. And there's not been a ton that's gone on with the guys behind Azeez Alshire that makes me feel comfortable with that position. And you pointed this out many times, Seth. In this defense, I know D'Amico looks at the defensive line as the engine that makes the whole thing go, but you need reliable linebackers if you're letting all of those guys, you know, if you're letting the defensive linemen kind of do their thing, you need you need reliable linebackers. And I just, that's the X factor for me. I don't think it's a deep position, and I know how important that position. I feel great about Azeez Alshire early on, but overall the position, I'm a little nervous about it.
Christian Harris's health, and then Henry Toa Toa, who I think is moving different in a good way athletically this year. It looks like he's slimmed down a little bit. His face looks leaner, and you know, he's not as obvious a difference as, like, say, a Kenyon Green or something.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of things about him last year where he played like a rookie linebacker. And what I feared was, all right, man, I've seen this before. Off-ball linebackers who play on dominant defenses in college, but they're not necessarily all that athletic. It shows up when they're out there versus NFL caliber athletes, and it looked like that a little bit. I think he's looked better so far this preseason. It's tough because he's in a linebacker's room where there are a lot of guys who are really, really athletic, but also not necessarily really good linebackers. So on the field, like Jake Hansen, I think, is a better overall athlete than Toa Toa, but that doesn't mean that he's necessarily a better linebacker.
Yeah.
He's not as big, and then instinct and football IQ comes into it so much at off-ball linebacker. So I'm waiting to see. I thought he moved around pretty well in the game the other night and didn't have a whole lot of opportunities, but if he gets to play a full half here, I'm excited to see what the outcome is.
Remember when Nick Caserio was on with us not even during training camp yet in Toa Toa's rookie year, but it was like during OTAs and minicamp, and he was in studio with us, Nick was, I remember it, and he brought up, like, unprompted, brought up Toa Toa's instincts. You know, his ability to recognize run and pass and things like that. So that stuff's there. You know, hopefully the physical part at least starts to close the gap a little.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Little bit with Toa.
Were you going to play some of the Aziz Alshire?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. That's what I was going to do right now. Aziz Alshire met with the media yesterday. Nice segue. He talked about, this is actually kind of funny, he talked about what he's seen so far in Henry Toa Toa.
Oh, man, Henry. Like, I talked to him when I first got here, him, Christian Harris as well. You know, like, just being young guys, trying to figure your way out. Like, the first couple times talking to him, you can tell he didn't really have too much confidence. Like, man, yeah, I tried a little bit. I was, you know, I thought I was doing good a little bit. But it's like letting him know, like, bro, you put some really good stuff on tape, you know, and just knowing what it was like having to be in this scheme as a rookie, you know, for him last year and seeing some of the plays he was able to make. Like, he made some really good plays. Like, and so I think, for me, now being around him, it's just more so like validating what he did that was good, showing him the things that I know that I've learned over the last 4 or 5 years of playing this game. And I think from where he was from the first day of OTAs to where he is right now is just like grown so much. And it's really exciting for me and I'm sure this entire team to see just the growth that he's been having in the last couple months or so.
Dude, the voice thing is actually relevant. There's a lot of players that they their voice drops in their second season. They put some bass in their voice.
Really?
Like, with the confidence. Yeah, once you're kind of timid, especially sometimes guys that are, you know, like Henry Toa Toa seems like a really good kid and everything, and you want to be, you know, you don't want to, you want to know your role and everything. And then once the confidence starts to grow, you drop your voice. Boy, I remember Chris Hudson saying this to me. So Chris Hudson was a free safety who was on the team my rookie year. He's from Houston. Whenever I bring up Chris Hudson, somebody gushes about him on the text line because he's just an awesome dude. But I remember him talking to me in the weight room one day. He's like, yeah, Seth, man, it's funny. You rookies, you guys are all soft-spoken your second year and everything. Now you got some bass in your voice.
Yeah.
And, I think Toa Toa maybe he's got a little bit more bass in his voice right
maybe.
Now.
Maybe. I just thought, I didn't even know if it was bass in his voice. He made it sound like Toa Toa was like crying about it almost.
I tried a little bit. I was, you know, I thought I was doing good a little bit.
Play it one more time.
I was waiting for the second half.
One more.
Man, yeah, I tried a little bit. I was, you know, I thought I was doing good a little bit, but
made me laugh.
I tried. When I was out there, I tried.
D'Amico yelled at me
so much.
D'Amico yelled at me, and then it was a long year for me after that.
I was waiting for that part of it. I thought I did some good things, but then in the meetings on Monday, coach said it wasn't so good after all. I came in and I thought I was going to get praised, and it wasn't praised. Didn't feel like praise.
Dude, Aziz is a good quote, man. We've got more. We can get to it later in the show. We're kind of up against it here, but
he's another one that's wise beyond his years. He had a rough go of it growing up.
Homeless for a while.
Yeah, like living under a bridge homeless.
Yeah.
Like not just homeless, I had to spend a few nights in my car. It was in a different school every year of his school and career until high school.
Until high school.
Yeah, and then but it's not like he's saying it as a woe is me type thing. It's just explaining, you know, kind of, he's a very positive and upbeat guy who also appreciates like that everybody else has struggles too.
Yeah.
Like he's not trying to trump you on his struggles or anything like that. He's a really interesting guy.
Put it this way, you can totally see maybe of all the guys they signed this offseason or traded for, you can see why D'Amico Ryans loves this guy so much. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. They came in together.
Yeah, they did.
It was, I think D'Amico's first year as a position coach was, oh, no, that was a little off.
No, I think you're right about that. 2019, I think, is when D'Amico got, I think he was a quality control coach 17 and 18.
Okay.
I think he was a linebacker coach. You may be right.
I think it does match up because Fred Warner's first year, Fred Warner got drafted the same year. No, Dre Greenlaw, whatever. Anyway, right around the same time, they were kind of a young coach and young undrafted rookie free agent linebacker. They kind of grew together in the scheme.
And D'Amico wanted him. Like when they were asking D'Amico, you know, they asked in San Francisco, they were looking for input from position coaches and other guys, and D'Amico really liked Aziz Alshire, and they signed him as an undrafted free agent. And 5 years later, here we are. Speaking of five, let's do this. Even radio hosts have to get into midseason form here during training camp. We do this during the season. This is an easy one to do. It's the New York Giants. We call it Five Reasons I Hate You. Five Reasons I Hate You for the Texans opponent this weekend. New York Giants edition is next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.